My name is Sarah Silvis, and I'm a graduate of Seminary of the Southwest's Master of Arts in Pastoral Ministry Program, class of 2006. I'm also a current senior in the seminary's counseling program, class of 2021. This is my Advent meditation based on today's reading. It has been about 9 months since COVID-19 hit town and drastically altered our lives in unexpected ways. Curiously, 2 out of 3 of our scripture readings for today deal with another type of life-altering 9-month experience, unexpected pregnancies. In the case of Hannah and of Elizabeth, these were pregnancies that ended years of heartbreaking and culturally shameful infertility. I'm reminded of someone I know who, like Hannah, begged and bargained with God for a child. Her passionate pleas were answered when she gave birth to her first and only and altogether remarkable child at age 42. Intense longing, such as shown by my friend and by Hannah, has a potent clarity to it. Similarly, times of crisis have a way of stripping away all of the trivial and extraneous. In this year of life-altering and life-threatening circumstances, what have you discovered is the one thing you most long for? Perhaps it's something far-reaching, like a vaccine, or access to a vaccine, or an end to perpetual racial injustice. Or perhaps it's something closer to home, like being able to safely hug a loved one. While I'm certain that there is no divine vending machine, I believe that these clear and poignant prayers are the ones held most dearly by our Lord, and that waiting expectantly is part of the plan. Let us pray. God, fill our longing hearts with your presence and your peace. Grant us patience and hope as we wait for answered prayers.